You're listening to SBS News.
A damning report investigating illegal parties held at his official government residence during COVID-19 lockdowns has been released. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is dismissing growing calls for his resignation after the findings showed that he and other officials broke the rules.
I overwhelmingly feel it is my job to get on and deliver. And no matter how bitter and painful the conclusions of this may be, and they are, and no matter how humbling they are, I've got to keep moving forward, and the government's got to keep moving, and we are.
The highly anticipated report into what has become known as the Partygate scandal from senior civil servant Sue Gray criticises the leadership and judgment of the Prime Minister's office after looking into 16 events held during COVID-19 restrictions. It concludes that the government's senior leadership team must bear responsibility for its culture that approved these incidents, which, as the report says, should not have been allowed to happen. The report includes photos of gatherings, instances of excessive drinking, and the names of some attendees. Mr. Johnson was fined for one such gathering, in the Cabinet Room, on his birthday, making him the first British PM to officially break the law whilst in office. Once the report was made public, Mr. Johnson addressed the House of Commons, hoping it would end the barrage of questions.
I take full responsibility for everything that took place on my watch. Sue Gray's report has emphasised that it is up to the political leadership in Number 10 to take ultimate responsibility, and of course, I do.
But instead, there are now renewed calls for him to step down from all sides of Parliament. The leader of the Scottish National Party, Ian Blackford, told the House of Commons that the British public have had enough of apologies.
The Prime Minister has apologised many times, not because he feels any genuine remorse. He still refuses to even admit that there were parties and that he presided over them. He apologised for one simple reason. He got caught. The reality is, no apology will ever be enough for the families of people who lost loved ones, for the families who followed the rules, who stayed at home whilst their nearest and dearest to them were dying, and are now forced to look at photographs of the Prime Minister surrounded by drink, toasting to a party in the middle of a lockdown.
Some MPs, such as former Cabinet Minister Robert Jenrick, reiterated Mr. Johnson's calls to move on from the incident.
Difficult though this is to say for many, with a war in Europe, with an economic crisis, with the challenges this country faces, is it not really true that it is now time to turn a page and for this country, our politics and this House to move forwards?
But party support for the PM is far from united. Conservative backbencher Julian Sturdy added his voice to those calling for Mr. Johnson to quit, taking the number of Tory MPs who have publicly said their leader should go to 17. Meanwhile, former Minister Tobias Elwood has told the House of Commons that the report highlights an absence of leadership, focus and discipline from the government.
But a question I humbly put to my colleagues is, are you willing, day in and day out, to defend this behaviour publicly? Can we continue to govern without distraction, given the erosion of the trust with the British people? And can we win the general election on this current trajectory?
The Sue Gray report also details mistreatment of cleaners and security staff during the events under investigation, and a lack of respect for junior staff who raise concerns. Mr. Johnson says he was unaware of such behaviour, having not been in attendance at some of the events and allegedly only briefly present at others.
I have been as surprised and disappointed as anyone else in this House as the revelations have unfolded. And frankly, Mr. Speaker, I have been appalled by some of the behaviour, particularly in the treatment of the security and the cleaning staff.
Head of the opposition party, Sir Keir Starmer, is also being investigated by police for lockdown breaches. He was caught having a beer and takeaway food with staff during the election campaign last year. Mr. Starmer told Parliament that while he does not believe his actions were illegal, if the police find otherwise, he will step down. He's now pushing for members of the Conservative Party to take action and remove Mr. Johnson from office.
This Prime Minister is steering the country in the wrong direction. Yep. They can hide in the back seat, eyes covered, praying for a miracle. or they can act. Stop this out of touch, out of control Prime Minister from driving Britain towards disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
We waited for the Sue Gray report. The country can't wait any longer.
Yeah, yeah.
The value symbolised by the door of number 10 must be restored.
If 54 letters of no confidence are received by Sir Graham Brady, the chair of the influential 1922 Committee of Tory Backbenchers, a confidence vote will be held. It remains unclear exactly how many have been submitted so far, or if the Sue Gray report will influence this. But with a parliamentary recess due for MPs, some believe if a leadership challenge is not triggered soon, any resistance may just fade away. Brooke Young, SBS News.